and welcome back to an exciting episode of Extra Features Interview. Today I have JJ Carroll, and some crazy guys come three times. And this time he didn't bring me a movie. Matt Torrey's back in the house. He brought me webisodes of his new series, Beach Boys. But he forgot to bring his mom. So we're going to find out why he didn't bring his mom, and we're going to talk all about his new web series. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey there, Simon. How you doing?
So, guys, why not a movie? Why not a half-an-hour show? Why just, like, 6 minutes to drive me nuts?
Well, I think the reason that you're asking that question, I think, is why we wanted to do it, because it's something different. It was a different kind of challenge.
Whose idea?
So we wanted to, yeah.
Was it JJ's? Was it Matt's? Whose idea? Where does this come from?
I kind of came from both of us. So Matt and I have worked together for a number of years now. And, I mean, essentially we've just been writing so much stuff. And we kind of got to a spot where we were writing stuff for other people. And then we were like, hey, you know what? We're writing a lot, but we don't have anything produced. So let's find something that we can do. And let's just get it out there.
So you have only 8 episodes. Is that the plan? Just do like an 8-episode arc to get people involved? Or
yeah, it was just kind of an idea to do something small that were kind of just little individual stories that kind of told a larger story, but still was kind of just something people could watch in little, you know, 5-minute bits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we've both done like, you know, a number of, you know, sketches and stuff, or like, you know, series like sketches, like same length. And so we were like, hey, let's push ourselves to kind of create a, you know, a longer narrative, but still in an episodic form.
Now, are you guys, is this like a pitch? I'm trying to think, because I can see this as being a sitcom.
Well, it could be. I mean, never say never. I mean, it'd be cool to see what it could come into in like a half hour thing. But I think the reason that we chose to do just kind of the smaller web series version was just because we thought that this world of this neighborhood with the pool boys and everything, it just fit really well with the really quick stories here and there, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whose idea was for matching uniforms? Let's start there.
Oh, that was in there from the beginning. I don't even know. That was like the first thing before we even knew what it was, really. It was like, these guys have to wear matching Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, and shorts that are just, are they, you know, it's kind of like they're almost too short, but they're not quite there, kind of in the style, but it's like borderline too short shorts.
Oh, I agree.
Especially, yeah, JJ's is a little shorter, yeah.
Yeah, that's because I'm tall. That's the joys of being 6'4". You look like shorts are short regardless.
When you guys are in the thought process, did you want these guys to be dicks to everybody? Especially you, JJ. Like, they are complete decks. Unlikable. Like, I watched 8 episodes of these guys. I still want to punch them both in the face. Is that the plan?
Fair. That's fair.
Well, that's good. You know, I mean, to a certain extent.
Yeah, Matt, you go. You go, and then I'll say my piece.
Well, I mean, the idea of this neighborhood where these guys are cleaning everyone's pools and no one really has a say in it because they're the pool boys and they're the sons of guys on the HOA. So they're forced to clean everyone's pools. It's just funny because no one likes them. No one wants them to be there. And if you think about like pretty much all of the first, like half of the episodes are introducing new people that Trey hates or that hate Trey. And it's just kind of like funny because no one in this neighborhood likes Trey and he doesn't seem to like anyone either.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was a moment. I mean, Trey, the character, as we were writing him, I mean, he kind of started out a little more of kind of like a little more of a bumbling idiot, and then he just kind of became more of a dick as we were going. And there was a moment when Matt and I looked at each other and we're like, "Gosh, is he getting to the point where he's too much?" And then it just kind of kept going. But it was. We kind of were trying to write like those guys that you love to hate, but in some ways you see this redeeming quality within them.
Hold on.
Yes.
There is no redeeming quality of him. He's a dick.
Well, hopefully by the end, he's a little tiny bit less of a dick.
No, because I'm never going to give that to you. I do not like him at all. I'm with the guy that wants to kill him, never clean my pool again. That's the guy I want to be in this show. So
freaking Carl.
Yes, Carl's my favorite. No, Dottie's actually my favorite. I wanted more Dottie.
Dottie is most people's favorite.
Where did the car come from? I've never seen a pool company drive around in such a small, economy-sized smart car.
Okay, so that's a real interesting story, because that was never the plan to have a smart car, and it was kind of one of those things where it was a plan B that actually worked out being better, because the whole plan the whole time when we rode it was that they were going to drive a golf cart around. And it just was going to be too expensive, too much of a hassle to get a golf cart. So we thought, what else can we use? And we ended up finding this smart car, and it cost us a lot less money, and it seemed to work a lot better. It was a lot funnier.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask a question. What's the difference in price between a golf cart and a smart car? And you got a smart car, which I would say was a lot more expensive in my mind.
Well,
I think so.
If you want to look at the numbers, I mean – a golf cart would have cost us in the high triple digits, and the smart car cost us in the two double digits.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we were even trying to, like, I was actually trying to call in favors, like, from, you know, people that I know that have golf carts.
Because they have to deliver it and everything.
Yeah, and then that was just, like, way too crazy.
So were the sunglasses always there too? Because it's California, they have to wear sunglasses?
Oh, yeah. You have to wear sunglasses in California.
Gotta have sunglasses. I got my sunglasses, Trey's sunglasses, for $14 at Target, and I still use them. They're fantastic. Well,
didn't you break them on one day and we had to get another one?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember there was one day we were shooting, and we had finished shooting later in the afternoon, and so the sun was going down. And at some point, I had dropped my sunglasses in the middle of the street. And I woke up the next day, and I think we were shooting that afternoon. And I was like, Matt, I can't find my sunglasses anywhere. I think I dropped them or, you know, left them somewhere. And then I walk outside of my house, and there they are in the middle of the street. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, oh, they're still intact. But then I look at the front, and they're all just kind of shattered pretty much. So I still have the shattered pair somewhere too, but yeah, I ended up having to go get another one. So it was $30, but
yeah.
So whose idea, my favorite joke, I mean, there are many great solid jokes. I'm going to talk about only one of them. I promise. The lost dog Fifi was fabulous.
Thank you.
I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know if we can pinpoint whose idea it is. We just both give each other credit for everything.
I think that joke, and you guys come back to it, which I thought was even better.
Yeah, the dog comes back in a way you wouldn't think it would.
That was absolutely perfect. I thought that was brilliant writing. I will give you guys full credit for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, yeah, that one was, as we were writing, it just kind of happened. We're just talking, and then we brought up a dog, and then we're like, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen to this dog? And then somehow we ended up getting, yeah, well, you'll have to watch it. We don't want to give it away.
Well, I was trying to be good there. You say these pool guys, I wrote down they get no respect, and then I'm thinking they don't do anything to get respect.
Yeah, they don't earn respect.
But they think that they do. They think they deserve it.
Yes.
They don't, though.
Now, who do you guys know got ear reduction surgery?
I don't know. I don't know if we know anyone in real life who got ear reduction surgery, but Hope, a character. Hope. You never saw her, but maybe you'll see her in a season two. I don't know.
Well, we hope. Now, how did you guys decide on this community? Because I think you use the same house over and over again for everything.
For a lot of it, we did. It's JJ's neighborhood, so.
Yeah.
So we used the front of his house to be a couple different houses. I think we used like three houses total while we were filming. And but basically, whenever they're in the street and everything, it's always in front of JJ's house. And we'd have his neighbors driving by all the time, always, you know, we'd have to pause filming for a little bit. That's just how it goes, you know?
Yeah. They'd roll down the window. What are you guys doing? What are you doing? Is this you guys are filming a movie.
Yeah.
Thanks. Get lost.
It's like, yeah, keep driving, please. Please go, go, go.
I like the music. I thought it was very catchy. I think that was your plan.
The music was very good. It's by a guy named Flash Flew Harty.
And how did you find
it? And it's kind of that surf rock music, you know?
And how did you find him?
To be honest, it's just some music that we licensed online. It wasn't that expensive. It was we really liked his style, you know, with the Beach Boys theme. We wanted it to be kind of the surf rock kind of style music, and it seemed to really fit. So it was a good fit.
Now, you guys have a pool party scene. I wrote down the worst pool party ever. Has there been one worse you've ever attended?
JJ, any bad pool parties?
Any bad pool parties? I mean, that was probably one of the worst ones I've attended, the one that we hosted. But, I mean, I feel like I've been to a couple bad pool parties where, you know, there's just bad dips, not very good snacks, and there's just like six people there when they said, oh, my gosh, it's going to be packed. There's going to be so many people.
But was it an organic dip?
It was not an organic dip. It was okay. Ralph's.
Yes.
Why does Cowie go to the pool party?
Well, she just moved in. She doesn't really know the situation. I think from our perspective, it was just, you know, she's happy to be invited to something. She's kind of feeling out the neighborhood. But from that moment, she can see, you know, these guys are kind of losers.
To the pool guys, they're not losers, they're cleaners.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back to a joke. Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Do you guys have problems with this? Is this where this came up from? This must be a real-life situation.
That's something I've heard people all the time get them confused. And I think if you have – I think they even did an interview together once where they were talking about how people confuse their movies all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I myself have gotten Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton mixed up like multiple times.
I don't know how that's possible. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Okay. Now, who is Todd based on? He must be somebody you guys know.
Todd, in some ways, is kind of based on just the type of character that the guy Josh who played it. Like, I mean, we just kind of looked at, okay, Josh can totally just play this because he would joke around like that all the time. And so, yeah, that's kind of, I mean, Matt.
I mean, yeah, Josh is just super funny. And it was more just based on, I think, JJ, before we started filming, JJ knew him pretty well. I didn't know him as well before we filmed this show. But JJ knew him really well and was like, oh, he could play this kind of character really well. And we kind of wrote the character to his specific acting abilities.
Fair enough. I want to discuss some set design. Cedric's pool. Yeah.
Cedric's pool, yeah, that's a good $9 Amazon purchase.
Now, what did you put in that pool? Just dirt? Because it looks really dark.
No. Actually, JJ, I'll let you talk. You cover that one because it was from your house.
Yeah, so we filled it up. We started throwing in dirt and leaves in it, and then it's just like all that stuff just sunk to the bottom, and it's like, oh, this doesn't look dirty at all. And then I went inside and I found this old can of Folgers that I had from like an old set that never got touched. None of my roommates ever used it. And I was like, well, let's try this. And so I took it. I took one scoop and I dumped it in, and it already had made like a world of difference. So I just poured pretty much the whole thing of Folgers in there, and it ended up being the best thing that we could have used because it just –
and that thing just was pure dark. Like you couldn't see anything and it was perfect.
Oh, yeah, it looked nasty.
Now, it felt nasty.
Whose responsibility is to clean that up at the end of the shoot?
We just dumped it in your grass, didn't we, JJ?
Yeah, there was dumped in my grass, and now there's a big spot right there where the grass doesn't really grow. So my roommates aren't super thrilled. But
it hasn't grown back yet, huh?
Yeah, well, part of that could be the California drought, but – yeah.
Okay. People don't like life documentaries. Which one of you two does not like life documentaries?
I like documentaries for the most part.
So is JJ the one we can come after later?
No, I like them. I mean, it's just those guys think.
Those kind of guys would not like them.
And I love the joke. I know I'm not supposed to talk about them, but this one was good. Who takes somebody to a Tyler Perry movie on a date? I broke out laughing. I mean, I'm probably ruining this for a couple of people, but they'll forget by the time they watch it. Because it comes out of nowhere.
That's good. That's the reaction we're hoping for. I mean, Tyler Perry, all power to him. We just like to make fun of him a lot.
Yeah, part of it was Matt and I went and saw Boo, a Madea Halloween together.
Oh, terrible.
And just didn't really know it was happening.
Yeah, it was a very memorable movie-going experience. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, so we always make a joke of Boo.
So your Beach Boys logo, who designed it? Where'd that come from? I liked it.
I just did that on the computer one day. You mean like the one that's on the smart car?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I just did that on my computer.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, we have a family of Tories in these episodes. What's up with that? You couldn't find new friends?
Well, you mean like my parents are in the one clip?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're in it, and then that's the only Tories, I think.
Well, they're produced
by
Tories.
I gotta have my mom in everything I do. That's
the tradition. I know that. I always comment
on that.
That's
the rule. That's the rule.
But it's also produced by Tories.
They produced it because they gave a little bit of cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so very thankful for them.
Absolutely.
Now, I did like how your characters do. I noticed some of them were wearing flannel. I did notice. And your characters do comment on them wearing flannel. So I was quite happy with that.
The flannel was like, what is the worst thing a person could wear when they're outside in the sun cleaning a pool? And you just the idea that they would want to wear a flannel shirt just makes no sense.
Yeah, I thought that was strange. I'm like, isn't this California? Aren't these guys hot?
Yeah, it was hot, I'll tell you.
So you guys have how much time did it take to film this? Like you guys do add a nice blooper reel. I did watch it.
Uh-huh.
And how long did it take you to film an episode? And was budget constraints on each episode? I thought maybe might be an issue.
How about you guess first?
To film one episode?
Yeah.
Two days?
I'll tell you, we filmed it all at once.
Really?
How long do you think it took to film the whole series?
A month.
Matt,
it took us. Well, basically, we did over 5 days, but it was basically 4 days because it was 3 full days and 2 half days.
Okay, so there you go. So I don't know. The guy's still the bloopers. I'm like, JC can't hold it in. So I'm like, there's a day shot gone right there because he's dying. So how long did you guys shoot? 12-hour days? 15-hour days?
Really, it wasn't. We didn't take that long to film because it was a very, very bare bones crew. Townsend was our director of photography. He's awesome. Then we had Clark, who was our sound, and then there would usually just be a couple other people who would be helping out with sound or with the lighting or whatever. But usually there was only just a handful of us, and so it went pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And we probably, those 3 days where we filmed all day probably were like 10 to 12 hour days.
Yeah. And a lot of that, I mean, we were really meticulous of like, hey, here's, I mean, especially Matt, like Matt and Townsend sat down and like the exact shot list, had it all out. And I mean, as on every set, we got behind schedule, but we usually ended up kicking into gear later on in the day and ended up making the time that we were hoping for.
Yeah, really the only day that we kind of were behind that I was worried about was kind of the last episode where they're all sitting down in front of the house and it's getting dark. Everyone was having real trouble getting through those lines and laughing for some reason, and the sun was setting on us. And so I was getting stressed out saying, man, we got to get this done. We're losing the sunlight. But that was kind of the only time really that we got behind.
Yeah, and that was the day that I literally couldn't stop laughing, and I don't know what it was. There was just one thing that, like, one of Matt's lines, like, when he said it, it just made me laugh so hard, and I don't know why, and it just delayed the whole day. So, Matt, I'm going to publicly say I'm sorry for delaying the day with my laughter.
Oh, that's fine. I think it was, you had your chance, Trey.
You had your chance, Trey.
No, Matt, you direct each episode.
Yeah.
Did you find it difficult to go in front of the camera and then go back behind the camera?
No, because I'll say no on this because Townsend Dick, our director of photography, he was awesome. And I basically just told him, what my vision for each scene was and the shots we had kind of laid out. So I felt very comfortable just putting that in his hands when I was in front of the camera.
Now, did you want to play basically the smarter version of Trey? Was that the whole plan?
Well, my idea was kind of, you know, I wanted it to be kind of like the same kind of person as Trey, but a very bitter version of Trey who had been cast out of the Beach Boys. So they're both kind of dicks and jerks, but and kind of take themselves very seriously. But Cedric maybe has a more of a grasp on reality than Trey.
I would say so.
Yeah.
And some more street smarts. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I do want to go over casting a bit. How did you cast your blonde actress, Callie?
She's our friend from basically everyone who worked on this. For the most part, we all went to school together at Biola University. We all went to film school for the most part. So she was one of our friends. She was one of the students at Biola with us. Mm-hmm.
So where'd your accent come from? Because it's not a Tennessee accent.
Yeah, she doesn't have a Southern accent. She made that up for the filming.
Okay. I know. It was funny. I'm like, that's not right. I'm going to let it go. Yeah.
Tennessee.
So, hang on. You guys are telling me you shot this in 5 days. There's no way you made that documentary video. Well, that must have been done ahead of time.
No, we did. That was within the same amount of time. So whenever we would have, you know, the different actors or, you know, people that were being interviewed or whatever, we just did that at the same time as we were filming the other episodes. So basically we wrote the whole season together, and then we kind of figured out how we could film at each location that was needed for all 8 episodes at the same time. So, or with the same actor on just one day, that kind of thing. So we would get all the scenes at one place for all 8 episodes in the same day, or all the scenes with one character, if we could do it in one day, that kind of thing. So that made it go a lot quicker.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, for instance, for Callie, like, we only had her for, like, what, a day and a half? So we had to,
yeah,
like, we were constantly, like, switching, like, wardrobe. Like, okay, we're in front of this house now, in front of this house.
Yeah, I think, like,
documentary, so we got to go to, you know, different frame rate.
Yeah. So I think we had only just, like, one full day with her, for example, with Courtney. And, like, we did, like, 8 different scenes back-to-back that were all from different episodes. So it was kind of interesting.
How was that working out for her? She knew she was only going to be there a day, and that's it? Does that work, or...?
Well, I think she wanted to be a part of it. She's just super busy because with her job, but she wanted to be a part of it, so she took it on. She did great.
Okay, yeah. Good. So you guys have 8 episodes in the can. You're going to drop this on Amazon Prime soon?
Or yes, Amazon Prime. It should be on there this week.
Okay. Now, how are we going to get a season 2?
Well, that's the plan. We're developing it right now, so hopefully sometime soon you'll be hearing about season 2.
That quick? So you guys are going to go from your numbers on the first month? Are you going to wait 6 months, or what's the plan?
We're pretty ready. I mean, we've got season 2 pretty well outlined, and so I mean we've kind of got a lot of excitement from the crew, and so we're just kind of making sure that we're, you know, once it's perfect, once we have it polished, then we're going to pull the trigger.
I do have some more questions on season 2. Are we going to get more of the board members? Are we going to be?
Yes. Yes. We got to have more of the HOA members. And mm-hmm. I'll say, without giving anything away, one of our storylines we want to focus is kind of focused on more of the HOA member side of things.
Oh, so we'll get to know more about Dave.
Yes. Yep.
So, okay, you guys have it on Amazon Prime. Do you guys feel that it should be, you guys, did you try to go to Netflix with it? Because it seems definitely could be a Netflix series.
Well, to be honest, it's not so much that we wouldn't want it on Netflix. It's just kind of like we don't really have access to anyone who can connect it. We don't personally have a connection to Netflix.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. So I got nothing else for you guys. I'm sorry. I wish I had more. We could go over cool costumes again, but I think I've covered everything. Oh, I did not cover one thing, my favorite topic. Why did you feed your cast and crew?
We've fed our cast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chick-fil-A. Actually, yeah, we had Chick-fil-A multiple times, some pizza, What else did we have, Matt?
I think Chick-fil-A and pizza was most of the time. If you remember the episode with the gyros,
yes.
A couple of our actors had tortillas during filming of one episode. But at the pool party scene, we had stuff like basically where you see the table where all the food's set up. That was basically our craft service. There was some chips and salsa and meat lunch meat and crackers and that kind of stuff.
Like, hey guys, hey, just make sure feel free to have this, but wait until we're done filming this scene to really dig in because continuity. So.
Fair enough. You guys do seem to crack each other up a lot. It looks like a really fun set to be on through the bloopers.
Yes, it is. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably one of the most fun sets that I've been on. And it was very hard not to crack up, and we were always so crunched for time that it was like, one crack up would turn into another and it would just extend us. But I mean, it was a blast.
Okay.
And that's why it's fun. It's because it's with a great group of people. We all make each other laugh. It was just a great experience. It's a great crew.
Before we go into the thing I'm not allowed to talk about till I get to it, Matt, when's your mom coming on my show?
If she has a formal invitation, I'll let her know and she can be interviewed.
If she's in season two, she's coming on. She can only have to come for like 5 minutes, but I need Matt's mom on my show.
All right, we'll put her in season two so she can be on the podcast.
That's awesome. Okay, now it's time for Matt's favorite part of the show, but he's forgotten even after this. It's fun question time.
Yes, you do.
But don't, JJ, you have to go first because there's only one question for you that Matt doesn't get. I just need to know because it's the first time on your show. What's your favorite film?
My favorite film is What About Bob?
Oh, wow, an old comedy.
Yeah, I always loved that movie because it was one that I watched as a kid and I thought it was hysterical. And then when I watched it as an adult, it still held the test of time. Like, and it was something that, like, I didn't just think was funny when I was a kid. And it was something that, like, as an adult, I had more appreciation for. And then two, I also love when, comedies like that are, very much based on situation and character and like do a really good job of that they don't need a lot of kind of like the shock humor. I feel like sometimes it's harder to write stuff that's, cleaner and still really funny. And I think that movie is just a perfect example of that. So that's always been my favorite movie.
Next question is for both of you. One film you've never seen and should have.
Ooh.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot. I feel like the one that I need to say, though, is always considered like one of the greatest movies. I've never actually seen it the whole way through, is Gone with the Wind.
You don't need to see Gone with the Wind.
it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I guess I have to sit down and watch this at some point.
No.
But kind of none of it ever appeals to me to want to watch it.
4 hours I've seen it. You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's the Titanic.
Again,
really?
A long movie. You're not missing anything.
I'll disagree with you on that. I love Titanic.
Oh, the second half is great. That first half is slow.
I always wanted to see it, but my parents didn't let me see it because there was boobs.
Yeah.
And so I never got to see it. And it was one that as an adult, I was like, I don't have 3 hours.
3.5, isn't it? It's long.
It's long, yeah. Just cover your eyes during the boob part.
I will.
I'm coming to California next week. What's the one thing I need to do?
What part of California?
Wherever you tell me I'm going. L.A., I guess. It's the only place I really know. I've been to L.A., San Diego, and San Francisco.
Real quick, are you a Star Wars fan?
I am.
Then go to Star Wars Land at Disneyland.
I probably would do that. Matt?
It's amazing.
I'm going to go for the counter-programming answer and not say anything in L.A. I'm going to say Yosemite National Park
in
Northern California.
Done it. Awesome.
I second that. I was just there this weekend, and it's remarkable.
So I want to go back. How good is Star Wars Land?
Star Wars Land is absolutely amazing. Like, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan in the world, but I mean, I was blown away. Like, the attention to detail is amazing. You feel like, you know, you're walking through Disneyland and you go under this different archway and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not in Disneyland anymore. I'm in a completely different place. And, like the Millennium Falcon ride, like, it's super fun. And, you know, it can be different every time. There's so much to see. Like, I was only in there for, like an hour, and, you know, I feel like I barely even scratched the surface, and I'm like just chomping at the bit to go back.
Well, paying attention to details, let's go back to your webisodes for 1 second. I did like how at one point you guys actually carried something in your hands. I did notice.
For the pool cleaning supplies?
You had pool cleaning supplies once in your hands. Like, okay, I'm going to give them credit.
Yeah.
I'm in California. Your favorite restaurant I should attend? Try out.
In-N-Out. Well, the stereotypical answer is In-N-Out. That's why you. I mean, if you come to California, you have to at least try In-N-Out.
I know. I'm so pissed I didn't go when I was there. I don't think it existed last time I was in L.A.
Oh yeah,
it's been a while.
Well, definitely exists now. So
yes, I will make it. So let's let everybody know it's dropping this week. It's 8 episodes.
Yes, and also, if you want to learn more, you can always go to our website, beachboystv.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. We actually just launched our own production company, and the Beach Boys is our first kind of production together. So on Instagram, we're Good Clean Fun TV. Our production company is Good Clean Fun Productions.
Are there t-shirts? There must be.
No t-shirts yet. That's coming next. We'll do that soon.
Oh, for sure there will be. I cannot see them not having t-shirts. It's just
t-shirts, hats, and Hawaiian shirts.
Awesome.
And boondoggle keychains.
So again, dropping this week, guys, it's less than an hour for all 8 episodes. Or did they even get the bloopers?
It adds up to like just under an hour.
So please go check it out. It's funny. Matt Torrey's a great director. JJ's a great actor, even though he's a dick in the thing. But give him the opportunity. Thank you for your time, guys. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.